Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God we are encouraged to apply today comes to us from the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. There's a story of a child who seemed apathetic about everything. He was reckless, he was careless, he didn't work hard, his life seemed to have no purpose or direction. That all changed when a group of people decided to sit down with him and have a talk. This group of people revealed to him something he had not previously understood. They revealed that one day, by succession, he would become the leader of their country. From that moment on, that young man's life changed. He had focus, direction, and drive. Knowing that he was the one who would inherit the highest position of leadership, knowing that made all the difference in how he conducted his life. Which brings us to the portion of God's Word we have before us. Here's the setting. The Christians living in the town of Philippi were facing people who were openly hostile towards them and what they believed. The Apostle Paul knew that this was no time for Christians to appear apathetic or careless. Rather, this was a time for focus, direction, and seriousness of purpose. In light of this, the Holy Spirit moved Paul to say this to the Philippian Christians. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Paul wanted them to remember what they possessed in Jesus. He wanted them to understand that the message of the gospel is the most profound truth that the world will ever know. For this reason, he called on them to proclaim with their lives how priceless and supreme the gospel really is. In our sinful weakness, you and I often forget this. In a world filled with active opposition to Christianity, you and I often lapse into carelessness. There are times when you and I can appear indifferent or apathetic. There are times we don't even show up. In doing so, we fail our Lord, and we fail to live His gospel and proclaim it. But Paul wants us to remember. He wants us to remember how God became one of us to live and die as our substitute. He wants us to remember the full forgiveness we have through faith in what Christ has done. He wants us to remember that Jesus lives to embrace us with His promises. He wants us to remember the crown of life that Jesus purchased for us at Calvary's cross. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, Paul says. Empowered by that gospel, you and I can begin to do just that. Son of God, in love you became a human being. You became my substitute. You died for my every sin and rose from death. Move me to proclaim your gospel with my life. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.